The numbers. United Healthcare.
The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, are you in for a treat today? Because as you all know, this is the first Thursday of the month, December the 1st. And where are we on the first Thursday of every month? Of course, we are live in Main Gate Square, that lovely stretch of University Boulevard between Park and Euclid, having a party here tonight. You know, this is a lovely, cool weather, the crisp winter weather, fall weather, is really thinking about what are we going to be having for dinner tonight? What kinds of things can we put inside of our tummies to make us just glow inside? And of course, when you think about that, all of the roads lead always for the Russell family to sushi. And we are right here, right now, at the epicenter of all things that are great about sushi at Fuku Sushi on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. It is officially happy hour right here at Fuku Sushi. And our good friends John Chamberlain and his team are rolling out the red carpet for you, because we've got $6 Fuku-style rolls from now until 6 o'clock, $3 all Fuku favorites, cocktails, martinis, yes, indeed, only $3, and $3 draft beers for happy hour right here at Fuku Sushi. And we are going to be engaging John Chamberlain in a conversation about what it makes the best roll, what is the best sushi, what is sushi all about, what are his interpretations on this classic Japanese dish, an approach to the culinary arts. He's going to be with us in the second half of the show, and he's going to provide you with the opportunity to win a gift card to try Fuku Sushi for yourself if you have the right answer to the trivia question, which is coming up a little bit later on in the show. Again, first Thursday right down here in Main Gate Square, Campus Candy, 20% off everything in the store. The Scented Leaf is offering free tea samples for anyone that shows up. Frog and Firkin, half off all appetizers. Create your own pita at the Fat Greek. Espresso Art will warm your heart. Free cup of gourmet dark roast coffee with any espresso ordered. Our good friends over at Kebabique Indian Grill are giving away free samples. Go over there and say hi. Tell them Matt Russell sent you. The party is getting started all across Main Gate Square for another lovely first Thursday. Again, we're broadcasting live from Fuku Sushi. Going to dive into a wonderful plate of sushi here in just a few minutes on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid on the south side of the street. Now, this whole gastropub scene is really alive and well, and it is really coming into its own, especially with the addition of a new place called The Parish over there on 6453 North Oracle Road, just a little bit north of Orange Grove. And to help us understand what this whole gastropub craze is all about, we're going to have our good friend, partner, and executive chef from The Parish, Travis Peters, is with us. Hey, what's going on, Travis?
Travis is 1 second. I'm on the phone with him, Matt. I'm sorry.
So he's so busy meeting the demands of all of his sophisticated clientele that have come to see what this whole Southern fusion gastropub approach to cuisine is all about. Again, The Parish is a great place that's just opened up, 6453 North Oracle Road, again on the north side of Orange Grove. They're going to be having a great grand opening party, which begins tomorrow at 11 o'clock. It's going to go all the way to midnight, and they're going to turn around on Saturday and do it again, starting at 11 o'clock and going all the way through to midnight. Everyone's talking about this new place, again, The Parish. They're going to be having some food sampling, some great drink specials, prize drawings. They're going to be doing some live music tomorrow night right there at The Parish, and I really want to ask Travis about this whole idea of this sandwich that he has on the menu called the War Pig or the Pig War or something like that, because I understand that there's a pork belly and there's bacon and there's spicy pork shoulder and there's all kinds of yummies that end up on this wonderful brioche bun that I think people are standing in line for over there at The Parish. And certainly hope Travis Peters, the partner and executive chef over there at The Parish, calls in. Sydney, are we still waiting for him?
No, he's on right now.
He's on. Travis, welcome back, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to hear your voice again. You know, we had you on the show a couple of years ago when you were making people smile down there at the Cup Cafe, but you woke up one morning and you said, you know, I think I know my way around owning a restaurant, operating a restaurant, and you got into this whole gastro pub concept, and the community is all abuzz. What, give her, before we really talk about the parish as a place, give us an idea of what your philosophy on gastro pub cuisine is all about.
Well, for me, I think it's something I've been wanting to do for years and finally had the opportunity. And the gastropub to me is basically just having something that anybody can come to. It's a fun take on basically bar and grill. And then you basically just have some wonderful drinks paired up with some wonderful food all made fresh. So it's just kind of a play on a bar and grill that's a little, I don't want to say high-end because I think that alienates it, but basically just everything from scratch and just giving it a really nice place to go, but also very comfortable for anyone to go. And for our Southern Fusion, we basically attacked everything, and we really wanted to make a place for the community. And I wanted to really stress having a rock and roll feel to it. I wanted to have 20s and 30-somethings coming in and having a good time, but I also wanted to have families and basically every age group possible. And that so far we've succeeded in that. So it's pretty neat to see the crowd that comes in. It's very diverse, and it's exactly what we wanted. We just wanted the Tucson community to embrace us.
Sounds like the concept you've nailed. Now you had my mouth watering as I was spending a little bit of time on your Facebook page today, and you've got a large and growing Facebook community. I think you've only been opened just a few days, but tell me about this thing called, what is it, the War Pig?
Yeah, the War Pig is it's a fun sandwich. I just got it's just running as a special, testing it out for maybe the menu, but it's basically got some spicy shredded pork shoulder. It's got braised pork belly with toasted coriander braised pork belly. Some nice, fresh, crispy bacon, and then from the pork belly, we take the skin and make cracklings out of that. And then we put all that together with a habanero aioli sauce and an escabeche slaw, and people are loving it.
Fried pork rind cracklings, did you say, Travis?
Yes, sir.
I think I've died and gone to heaven. So we want to make sure that we get all of our listeners over there to check you guys out starting tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Going all the way through midnight, and then we're going to turn around on Saturday and do it all again. What do your guests for the grand opening have in store for them when they come see you tomorrow?
I'm sorry, say it again.
What kinds of things do you have planned for the grand opening on Friday and Saturday?
We'll start about 5 o'clock. We're going to start handing out raffle tickets for it's a free raffle for some gift certificates to receive a gift certificate for here. And we're going to have, again, starting about 5 o'clock, we're just going to have some free food samples coming throughout the evening, just kind of giving some tastings of some little things that we do here. And about 8 o'clock, we're going to have a band play from about 8 to 10. And then at 11, we have a really fun DJ that just plays some really good dance music, nothing too rowdy, no techno or anything like that, just real fun music that we're going to have going on. That closes us out all night. And then basically it's just going to be a big party.
A big party. Well, you're doing it like no one has ever seen, and I know people are going to be having a great time on Friday and Saturday. We've got about another minute remaining. Travis Peters from The Parish, make sure all of our listeners know exactly where you're located and how they can learn more about you.
We are at 6453 North Oracle Road. Our phone number is 797-1233, and you can find us on Facebook as The Parish. And please, everybody, go there and like it and get all your friends into it. I promise it's not like anything you're tasting anywhere in Tucson.
Well, we're really excited to see you in your new element, in your new concept over there. We'll give you a few weeks to keep everybody smile. We'll come on up and spend a little bit more time with you next time.
Cannot wait to have you guys.
Travis Peters, thank you so much. Partner and executive chef from The Parish. Again, 6453 North Oracle Road, redefining this whole gastropub concept that really has taken Southern Arizona by storm. Anyway, you know, we have arrived at my favorite part of the show, because I get to engage the lovely Yvonne Fouché in some great conversation about the wines that are making her smile this week. And whenever Yvonne smiles, ladies and gentlemen, we all smile. Yvonne, how you doing?
I'm excellent. Those pork cracklings, been a while since I've had that.
Now, when we're thinking about pork cracklings, what's the first wine that comes to your mind in terms of a pairing?
I don't know. Maybe a good Shiraz or something like that. That would be good.
I love it. A good Shiraz, a nice full Shiraz to just complement the wonderful sort of creamy pork. I just absolutely love it.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so Yvonne, I'm sure you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm still I'm still trying to find room in my stomach for all of the massive food that I ate last Thursday, but I'm sure you had a little bit of time to take away from your Cattivino's family and do a little searching around for that right kind of wine that you want to unveil for our listeners this week. What's the wine of the week at Cattivino's?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I've done a little diversion today, and oddly enough, with it being as cold and blustery out as it is, and I don't know if you've been outside lately, but it's kind of chilly.
Yeah, we love it.
And this week, our theme is holiday party wines. So what we're trying to do is give people enough time to come and taste some wines that don't bust the bank and to serve at holiday parties that you might have. And so actually what I've done, I'm featuring a mulled wine. So we've got some mulled wine that we're kind of looking at today. And that's really just a wine that you, it's a heated wine with some spices and some orange juice. And you have to start with a good, full-bodied wine. But because you're mixing all this stuff in it, you don't need to use a $30 or $40 bottle of wine. You just have to start with a good base wine.
Exactly.
And something that doesn't cost a lot. And so, you know, I've got several I'm going to be utilizing this week, like a Foxbrook Syrah or the Foxbrook Cab or the Salmon Creek Cab, the Coogee Creek Cab and Merlot's. And all those wines only cost $5.99.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're perfect for this kind of thing. Not only are they in the tasting so that you can actually taste them, because you want to start with a real good drinkable wine and wine with some body, but you just don't want to spend a whole lot of money on it, kind of like with the sangria. So exactly. I'm kind of featuring a mulled wine. So what you can do is when you come to Cattivino's this weekend and do your tasting, you can actually walk out of here with recipes. We're diversifying.
Oh, I love it. Great idea. Now, you're actually going to be mulling right there?
We have some mulled wine cooking in the back right now, and people have been drinking it.
Oh, I just love it when you mull. I'm telling you, Yvonne, I love it when you mull. Anyway, I'm already beginning to get the aromas, that infusions, those spices go in there. And again, we talked about the cool temperatures. It just makes you think about holidays and celebration and family. And when Yvonne starts mulling, people start coming, right?
Well, they seem to love it. Every year I've featured a mulled wine, a different recipe, and I've hand out boatloads of recipes, and people tell me that they did it at their party, and everyone loved it. So, yeah, it's just a fun little, it's a little diversion. It smells, it makes your house smell real Christmassy and very festive, and, you know, you get the fireplace going, and you get this little bit of heated wine that just warms you up inside. It's wonderful.
And, you know, this is the perfect time of the year to do it, and we want to encourage our listeners to come in and see Yvonne and get to know the Cattivino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room family tonight, Friday and Saturday from 4 to 8. You're going to see Yvonne mulling in action. You know, and she's got this town all astir when she does that. But, of course, you're going to also have the opportunity to take a look around, walk through the various international regions that you have there at Cattivino's, and maybe learn a little one or two things about wine that you didn't even know.
That's what we love to do.
Absolutely.
Share the knowledge.
Absolutely. So what else do we need to know about Cattivino's as we head into the holiday season?
Well, we're here for private parties. It's a perfect place to throw your private party. I still got a few dates open. If anyone's interested, it's a great place to do that. You don't have to do the work. We do all the work, and you get to have all the fun, and we sit right there and laugh along with you. So we kind of join in.
I love it. And what's the telephone number for people to call to reserve one of the few dates that you have remaining for a holiday function?
323-3063.
323-3063, Yvonne Fouché from Cattivino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room. Again, always a pleasure having you on the show, and let's muddle, baby. Let's do it.
I appreciate it. I will talk to you.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break and learn just a little bit more about Cattivino's, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to one of the best chefs in all of the country, Executive Chef Romero Scavo from Pasco Kitchen and Lounge. You don't want to miss this. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
Hello, welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Main Gate Square. In fact, this week's edition brought to you by Fuku Sushi. We are actually just licking some teriyaki sauce off of our fingertips as we speak. University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Happy Hour is here in full force. $6 Fuku-style rolls, $3 for all Fuku favorites, cocktails, martinis, $3 for draft beers, and really, I think some of the best sushi you can find anywhere here in the Western United States. And John Chamberlain himself is going to tell you exactly what it takes to stand behind that very bold claim. Anyway, we talk about the holidays with Yvonne Fouché and all that the family fun that invites. And, you know, Main Gate Square is really coming alive in the season, and there's just these wonderful decorations and this one, you know, song and dance and everything happening. But jolly old St. Nick himself is going to be making an appearance here in Main Gate Square. And what better place to do it than at Pasco Kitchen and Lounge?
Yeah.
And Romero Scava was here. What's going on,
Jeff? How you doing?
Doing great. I just love having you on this show because, you know, you have this wonderful way about you to talk passionately about food, to talk passionately about your approach to you know, farming and agriculture and passion, and that really is all that Pasco stands for. But also Pasco stands for family.
Yes.
And you're thinking about how can we kind of represent the family value, the family opportunity right down here as we approach the holidays in Main Gate Square, and you've got something going on December 9th that I want you to share with our listeners. What's going on?
Yeah, December 9th we're doing a dinner with Santa. So bring the kids down, and we're gonna just have we're gonna put together a great menu, three courses for the adults, two courses for for kids,
nice.
And it's gonna be great. We're gonna be passing around hot cocoa, having beignets going. It feels so great down on the street right now. I gotta tell you, the seasons do change.
Isn't it wonderful? And really, it's quite obvious here in Main Gate Square, you know, you've just the foliage, and, you know, you've got one of these great patios in all of southern Arizona. It's a great people watching.
Oh,
people,
yeah.
People with their kids,
yep.
And really getting into the holiday scene. But, you know, Santa Claus is a busy man, Romero Scavo. I mean, why did you get him on your calendar for this very busy time of the year?
Food. Very. What we do, you know, what we do. Everyone loves the cooks.
Absolutely. I mean, you. Once Santa Claus takes a look at your menu and sees what you're kicking out that's got this community all abuzz, he says, I know where I'm having dinner.
Yeah.
So, again, that's on December the 9th from 5 to 7. I'm sure people are going to need to be making reservations for this event. How do you want to handle that?
Yes, we definitely just RSVP, make a reservation for that specific dinner so we can accommodate. Because we got the great back room along with that side nook that we want to set up real nice and just have a good time that evening.
Yeah, the back room, just as an aside, has really become one of my favorite eating establishments in Tucson because it's set far enough away where you're not in the hustle part, but you still have that uniquely Pasco experience with this lovely table, this high top pub kind of table. I mean, that's kind of a great place to actually have an eating kind of a meeting with a small board of directors or bring in some of your clients. You want to appreciate, you know, them. That's a great room that you've got back.
You know,
there.
And that's what we love about the Geronimo Plaza. The courtyard, you know, where you could be on the energy of the street, and then if you be part of the action or be part of the action for a little bit and then sneak away to the courtyard or the back room. People love studying, reading books, or having children running around in the courtyard as well.
That's great. Now, I want to get back to the beignets, because this is a food show, Romero Scavo. You know, I've been to New Orleans. I had a client in New Orleans for many years, and I was actually going down to New Orleans on a monthly basis, and I would always pop into Cafe Du Monde.
Ooh.
Right there, I guess, right near what they call it, Jackson Square, and order just a big basket full of beignets. Wow. For our listeners that have heard about it but don't understand, talk to us about your sort of interpretation on the classic beignet.
Well, the first key is freshness of any type of food, you know. We make the batter twice a day. We make it for each service, lunch and dinner.
Batter.
It's a champagne batter. So we fight to keep those bubbles in. As soon as the bubbles have a sign that they're gone, we make a fresh one. And we teach people how to do it all the time.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Right table side, because it's that easy.
A champagne batter. Now, give us an idea of why you wait. So the bubbles have to finish bubbling before you actually begin to incorporate the batter. What's that all about?
Well, you want the bubbles to be alive inside of the batter, actually. Mm. It's almost as what yeast will do.
Gotcha.
You know, keep as a good fluffy activator. And you can tell just by looking at it. You know, we love our beignets. Every person in our kitchen can tell if they're spot on and if they're not. And if they're not, we get a little champagne from the bar, little flour, mix it up, and then we always have plenty of chocolate truffles. We just added a peanut butter one beignet.
Peanut butter beignet. Okay, so when the batter has met Romero Scavo's, discriminating standards, what happens to the batter? Is that when it goes into the bubbling vat of love?
Oh yeah.
Oh, tell me more.
We give our ganache a wonderful coating of this awesome batter. Let them build their chemistry, and then we drop it in some oil for about 6 minutes.
Yeah, tried and true. You've done this once or twice.
Oh,
you've got
it
down to a science.
If you're doing them at home, 350 is our temperature we use.
So what's on the menu for dinner with Santa?
Dinner with Santa, we're going to start out with the weather being so great, we're adding soups and doing soup specials, so we have three or four at a time. Mm. Right now we have our heirloom squash soup, along with our albondigas, which we can't make enough of them right now.
I hear you.
And we did a great chili today as well. There's this great kick, which I love. We just got off the phone with a chef that all the food sounded great, you know, and really perfecting this pork belly. Pork belly is not an easy thing to do.
Indeed.
And the more chefs that are putting their best foot forward, it only raises the bar and it makes our job that much funner.
Well, you know, I've seen you work and you know your way around a pork belly.
Yeah.
Right now. I mean, I've seen it. This is one of the things you pride yourself on.
We say
on.
That confidently, yes.
That's
you
right.
Know, with the whole pigs, it's not. I think probably around my 93rd whole pig, I said, you know what, I'm starting to get this. I'm starting to figure this out.
And everyone, of course, every time I open my mouth on this show and I talk about burgers, I talk about the big boy burger.
Yeah.
Lovely pork belly on top of that grass-fed beef. So what are the kids going to be enjoying?
The kids are going to have mac and cheese.
Gorgeous.
We make these awesome little chicken nuggets. Just so good for you. Chicken strips. Kids burger. And then also they can tap into grab some of that great soup. I love seeing the little kids with the knife and fork in the albondigas.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's so great. I go out and take pictures. They're like, who's this guy taking pictures of our kids?
This is your future Romero Scavo.
You
got passionate about this whole culinary thing back when you were a kid.
Yes.
And it's great to see future generations.
Exactly.
So Santa's going to be there and get a picture taken with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be making his rounds, no pun intended. You know, he's a very big guy.
Yep.
Congratulations for getting Santa. I mean, he's in demand all across the world, Romero Scavo, and the fact that you got him
on
December 9th.
He returned my text. I couldn't believe it.
Santa's texting. Okay, again, for reservations, people need to get a hold of you. How do they do it?
They give us a call at the restaurant, 882-8013. Bring a Toys for Tots, 10% off that dinner as well.
Oh, that's great. So a new unwrapped toy,
mm-hmm.
Bring it to Pasco, and you're going to take 10% off the price of
yes.
the... Well, you know, you've always had a sort of a charitable approach in your DNA, and I just want to thank you and Kelly and your entire team for everything you've done. Dinner with Santa, Pasco Kitchen and Lounge, right here in Main Gate Square, December the 9th from 5 to 7. You're going to have a ho-ho-ho great time, Romero. Thanks again for being with us.
Good to see you. Thank you.
We're going to take a quick CNN news break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, it's sushi time. Don't go away.
CNN Radio, I'm Edgar Tragetz. A state of emergency has been declared in Los Angeles County due to damage from windstorms that have swept the region over the last 24 hours. Across the L.A. area, power was knocked out to 140,000 customers. These Santa Ana winds are said to be some of the strongest in a decade. Authorities in the Philippines have uncovered an alleged high-tech terrorist financing operation that hacked into the phone accounts of businesses, possibly several U.S. companies as well. But CNN's Brian Todd reports officials are still trying to unravel the plot.
It's unclear right now how it all worked. We may never know the real extent of the damage that these alleged hackers did. But if Philippine authorities are right, the four people they caught might have done enough hacking to pay for several terrorist operations.
Doctors in Asheville, North Carolina, say evangelist Billy Graham is being treated for pneumonia and is responding well to treatment. The 93-year-old Graham was admitted to the area hospital yesterday. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Give me 30 seconds because I've got some financial information that could make a big difference in your life. Mortgage interest rates are the lowest we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Hey Tucson, check out downtown Tucson's newest hotspot, Hub. Lively, fun, and delicious Hub offers genuine made-here fare in an updated historic setting. Real rotisserie meats and classic deli sandwiches, flaky pot pies, burgers and dogs, Hub has something for everyone. Hub's homemade ice cream is a new citywide favorite with eclectic flavors to sit and enjoy or grab and go. Hub's happy hour is every day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if nightlife is what you crave, Hub is open till 2 a.m. every day, offering cocktails, beer, and wines on draft, and a late-night menu in the Hub Lounge. Located in the heart of downtown on Congress Street, Hub has its own parking lot for free and easy parking at any time of the day. Call 207-8201 or stop by Hub at 266 East Congress Street 7 days a week. Visit hubdowntown.com. Daytime family fun, nighttime urban vibe. Hub has it all. hubdowntown.com.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon, Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Beautiful.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Main Gate Square. In fact, right here at the epicenter of Main Gate Square, Fuku Sushi on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid and John Chamberlain. Our new best friend has rolled out the red carpet for you tonight because you have just a few minutes left to get in here by 6. Because it is happy hour, my friend. $6 Fuku-style rolls, $3 for all Fuku favorites, cocktails, martinis, $3 draft beers. John, I thought you were in the business to make money. What's going on?
Oh, we are. But
how could you possibly get away with this?
Oh, no, it's good. It's good to bring people down here for that. You know, obviously, it's better to get them down here for that than not at all. So
exactly.
That's what we want to do.
Well, taking a look around, I would say that, you know, mission accomplished, my friend. I mean, the place is just jumping. Now, people are loving the cool weather. They're coming out, and they're thinking, you know, every day is a great day for sushi, and you just deliver day in and day out.
We try.
Right on. So now, I think it's been about 2 years, John Chamberlain, since you and I had the opportunity to get to know one another. We did our show live here 2 years ago, and I believe it was just within weeks of your opening. Looking back now, 2 years, this has become one of the really successful restaurants, really, in all of Southern Arizona. This place is just all a buzz. People want to know, what does it take to get people coming in here day after day? I mean, this place is just doing great business.
Well, we really try to, you know, I remember before working here, anytime I thought about sushi, I always considered it to be, you know, expensive or foreign. And I think that we really try to make a menu that's, you know, very friendly to the guests and also very reasonable and very affordable for them, you know, offering specials throughout the day. Specials for happy hour, specials at nighttime, and also kind of just creating a vibe, especially down here by the U of A, that you know, kind of complements the main demographic down here, and that's obviously the students.
I love it. And one of the things that you say main demographic, but I'm delighted to just take a look around and say, you know, not everyone in here is a U of A student. I mean, you've got people from Wall, you know, you've got adults, you've got you know, kids are coming in, you've got a great vibe here for really anybody who wants to just come out and get some great sushi. Now, one of the things that I learned about you a couple of years ago is you kind of have a unique twist on sushi. You know, this is not your sort of pedestrian sushi restaurant. You really take sushi and get it up to another level. What's your philosophy about how to provide people with a great sushi experience?
Well, like I said, you know, for me before this, sushi was always kind of foreign to me, and I would go look at a menu, and I wouldn't necessarily understand what was on it or what things meant. And I think now we've tried to, you know, make it very easy to read, you know, use terms, use fun names of the rolls, keep people looking at the menu, looking at what's in a roll, and then maybe, you know, conversating with their server and the server having knowledge of it to say, you know, well, if you like maybe sort of this sort of thing, then this is what you should go for,
right,
this sort of thing.
Yeah, I remember the Wildcat roll and the Honor roll. Those are the two among the, I think, 25 rolls that we tasted on that show 2 years ago. Those really went to the top of my list, but as you take a look down this healthy array of sushi rolls on the menu, what is sort of, you know, what's the most popular? What are the top sellers? What are people just clamoring for here at Fuku?
Well, the Honor Roll is still probably one of our most popular rolls. That's why we kind of kept them on the menu.
I knew it.
Wildcat Roll, just with the name being a Wildcat Roll, does real well as well. And, you know, other than that, you know, we find a lot of people ordering what we have. They're called our bowls. And what it is, it's just fresh sashimi diced up on top of their choice of either sushi rice, brown rice, or they can actually get it on mixed greens. So it's a fresh sashimi diced up with cucumber and avocado. and it's pretty straightforward, but at the same time, it's got a really unique flavor with the sauce that we use with it.
Gorgeous. And healthy.
And healthy, yeah. Like, you get it on brown rice if you want. You can get it on mixed greens if you want. So people that are looking to, like, cut down in those areas, it's a really good thing to get, and they're very affordable as well.
Yeah, I mean, let's not discount the health benefits of eating raw fish. I mean, those great omega-3 fatty acids coming from the salmon. I mean, this is the antioxidant properties in some of the other tunas and the yellowtails. I mean, this is a place to come. My heart already feels better, John Chamberlain.
Yeah, I eat it every day, so take a look at me.
That's, yeah, I was going to say, and you're what? You're 79 today, aren't
yeah.
you? That's amazing. Unbelievable. Well, I love this setting here because you've got, you know, obviously the centerpiece of the setting is this great sushi bar, everything fresh and colorful and just the range of colors on the spectrum. And there has to be, I think your flat panel TV to full-time employee ratio is like 1-to-1.
Yeah. we're working on increasing it, too.
I mean, no matter where you look, you know, you got ESPN, you got Fox, you got NBC, you got everything catering again to every want or need. Come on in here to Fuku, and you're going to deliver.
Yes.
I just love it. So let's just stop beating around the bush, John Chamberlain. The name of the restaurant has created some interest and some intrigue here across southern Arizona. Tell us how in the world you came up with the name Fuku for a sushi restaurant.
Well, it was actually the owners, Cammie and Drew. She said that she was kind of just playing around on Google one day, searching fun names, and Fuku came across as, I guess it translates to lucky or good fortune in Japanese.
Nice.
And this place that we're at now, before it had three or four failed restaurants. And so they kind of associated with, lucky or good fortune, and hoped that it would kind of, give them good fortune when opening it. And then obviously it was easy to play with it as much as we could.
I can imagine. So you want to get lucky.
Yeah.
You go to Fuku. It's a family show, John Chamberlain.
Yeah.
You know, we've got kids. My daughter is sitting right here. She's saying, I understand exactly what you're saying. No, but we just love it. But people come here for things other than just the sashimi, other than just the sushi and the bowls. I mean, you've got some sort of authentic Japanese cuisine here on the menu as well. For those that don't think they have what it takes to actually enjoy raw fish, what does the rest of the menu look like?
Well, we do teppanyaki dishes.
Gorgeous.
Which are just, it could be whatever protein, steak, chicken, or shrimp, cooked up on a flat top with, a variety of vegetables, zucchini, squash, yellow and green onions, carrots, and broccoli. And then their choice of rice with that. Also rice bowls, steamed rice, brown rice, or fried rice. Yakisoba noodle dishes.
Oh, yes.
So those are kind of our traditional side. And then we kind of get a little bit off the traditional path and kind of really go towards a fusion side.
Nice.
And, there we started out our fusion side with kind of changing of our appetizer menu when we first opened up and put things like French fries, chicken wings. Tonight we're going to talk about the popcorn chicken. And then recently we've kind of added a whole nother fusion flair, and that's we went to actually putting burgers and sandwiches on the menu.
Oh, wow.
So we take something like American, like a burger, put a couple things on there like, avocado or eel sauce or cream cheese, things that you find like in a sushi item.
How beautiful
is
that?
And then you can, we put it out like that. You have names like California Burger, the Las Vegas Burger. But also with the burgers, they can be either a burger or a grilled chicken sandwich. We also have a tofu burger. So that's like kind of adding a whole other, fusion side to the menu.
Well, let's settle the rice debate right now. Because, the classic sushi enthusiasts say it's about this sort of the sticky white rice. Are people coming in here ordering brown rice more and more?
Yeah, actually they are. And I think... people have heard, brown rice has, maybe a fifth of the carbohydrates and, six times the fiber.
You believe that?
As white rice.
Are you buying that, John?
I buy it and
I eat it. You buy it, you eat it.
Yeah.
And you too can look like John Chamberlain if you come in here to Fuku Sushi on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. You can't look around for more than like 2 seconds without seeing Sake Bombers. Sake Bombers still part of that authentic sort of sushi house experience. Are you doing a lot of these?
Yeah, I think last time we talked, we were coming up on our year anniversary, and we were almost at 10,000 sake bombs for our first year. And I think last year we did close to 25,000 in that year.
I'd like to say, John, that I had a part in raising those numbers up to levels that you can be proud of.
Yeah.
You got a reputation to uphold. Anyway, what's going on Super Sundays, John?
Super Sundays, we take, throughout the week we have specials, lunch specials, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. And basically their lunch specials are we take our classic rolls, spicy tuna, California, spicy salmon, spicy shrimp, and they get discounted down to $4.
$4?
$4. And then in addition to that, you can add a miso soup or a salad for a dollar each or $1.50 for both. So we see a lot of people coming in, getting one roll and a soup and salad and leaving here for under $6.
Unbelievable.
Which you can't even really do that at McDonald's anymore or something like that.
No, you can't.
And you're eating healthy.
Yeah. Feeling good about yourself, feeling lean, feeling mean.
And then also Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, we have our happy hour, which you talked about earlier. So on Sunday, we take our lunch specials and our happy hour and put it all together for the whole day. And we run that from open to close from 11 to midnight. That's our Super Sundays, yeah.
That's great. And we want to make sure that our listeners know that this is more than just getting a beer and some sake. I mean, you got a full bar over there. I'm looking at some great spirits up there. I mean, obviously, you take Kettle One very seriously in this establishment. There's a bottle of Kettle One behind the bar that if you stand on top of that, you're going to experience weightlessness, for crying out loud, John. I mean, this is like an absolute glorification of the bottle of Kettle One. Is that like a personal passion of yours or just what the distributor brought in?
Yeah, the distributor took care of us on that one. I guess he wanted to move the product.
Anyway, have you ever served a drink out of that very large, what appears to be a martini glass? It looks like something that fish can live a long time in.
Yeah, that's actually a really popular menu item. It's called our Sayonara Bowl.
Of course it is.
It's a 48-ounce martini that we have to serve to at least two people.
48-ounce martini. I better just take two.
Yeah, so we had to serve to at least two people, and it's only $10. So at the price point, it's really good, especially if there's a group of people that are, want to come in and share something or get started with that. They get one of those.
Get started with a 48-ounce martini. Yeah, we'll start there. Where do we go from there? I want to do that.
Yeah,
maybe
good.
Not tonight. Where the FCC might have a problem. Anyway, I can't take it anymore. I mean, your sushi chef, obviously a culinary artist in his own right, has put together a veritable buffet of yummies for us to try. Knowing that my palate is blank now, where would you suggest we start?
I think we should start with this roll right here. This is one of our newest ones on the menu.
This one right here?
Yeah, this is called the Rasta roll. And as you're looking at it, you can kind of see that it has the Rasta colors on top. It's got green avocado,
mango is
yellow, and then tuna is red. So on top of there, there's tuna, mango, and avocado. And then on the inside there is coconut shrimp, crab mix, and cream cheese.
Tuna, mango, avocado, crab mix, cream cheese. All the basic food groups are right in there.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going in. This is the point of the show where it becomes the John Chamberlain Show, because I can't eat and talk at the same time. So talk about what kinds of things I'm going to be experiencing as I dive head first.
This one has a little bit of a sweeter flair. It has that eel sauce on top, and it's made with soy paper rather than traditional seaweed paper. So it's got a bit of a lighter taste. And the coconut shrimp kind of gives it this real tropical kind of feel to it,
It's that creaminess of the avocado and that crunch of that coconut shrimp. Just the textures inside just one roll, unbelievable. You've nailed it. Again, what's the name of this bad boy?
The Rasta roll.
The Rasta roll. I'll take 10. I love it. Colorful, made with intention. What's going on right here, John?
This one's called the Fuku Down Under. about a year ago, we had some exchange students that really liked the restaurant, and they kept coming in and asking for rolls with chicken in there. I guess in New Zealand and Australia, it's really popular to put chicken in the rolls. Mm. So what we did here is we decided to go ahead and put it on the menu, and it's a chicken breast that we tempura batter and deep fry.
Mm, delicious.
And then we put it in the roll with avocado. Roll it up, seaweed on the outside, and cover it in teriyaki sauce. It's called a fuku down under.
This would be a great roll for someone who's not adventurous enough to go in for, some of the uni or some of the other more exotic kinds of rolls. This gives you that roll experience, but it's something that an unexpected pleasure, John. This is delicious.
Yeah, that's what we found. A lot of people would come in and, we get groups on the street, like four of them walking in, and someone say, well, this person doesn't really like sushi, or they're afraid of raw fish. And, this is one of the items with a couple others that we decided to put on the menu to say, okay, well, come in, try this. You know what teriyaki sauce is. You know what chicken
right.
is. So go ahead and give it a shot.
You can conquer your fear of raw fish right here. Do you lead sort of educational groups and programs on conquering the fear, a little therapy, some supportive programs?
Yeah, we start in baby steps and we go from there.
Very good. Well, we're going to take one more bite before we do our trivia question. Again, we want to remind all of our listeners that John Chamberlain himself is going to treat the winner of the trivia question to either lunch or dinner right here at Fuku if they know the answer to the question. But what do you got going on over here? I'm intrigued.
This is popcorn chicken, and we've had this on the menu for a while, but we actually started to make it from scratch. And what we're doing here is we have sliced up the chicken breast, It has a light panko breadcrumbs on it, and then it's flash fried. And we serve it with a teriyaki barbecue sauce and a wasabi mayo.
Oh, that's absolutely delicious.
So,
and there's chicken in there.
Yeah.
There's actually, it's not just this crispy fat with no meat in there. I mean, you can actually see and smell and taste the chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Well
done. It's the same chicken breast that we use in our rice bowls and our teppan dishes as well. So it's a high-grade chicken. It's very good. This is actually really popular with the students, but also you get families in here and there's kids. And we don't have necessarily a kids menu per se, but this
but that,
is one that they love to get.
You've nailed it. And it's not the typical sort of, Applebee's kind of stuff that we always get, tortured by. Did I just say that, the Applebee's people are going to be picketing in front of my office tomorrow. Anyway, we want to give you a chance to give away a gift card to one of our listeners for a chance to experience Fuku sushi for themselves, and you're going to give a gift card to the first person who calls in with the answer to this question.
This is one question that the servers get here a lot. When people are looking at the menu, they say, what's the difference between sashimi and nigiri? So if that's the question.
Perfect. What is the difference between sashimi and nigiri? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508. For a chance to win lunch or dinner at Fuku Sushi. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. Or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell here at Fuku Sushi in Main Gate Square on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Had some great rolls and some wonderful chicken and some sriracha ketchup with this great burger. Again, tell us what's on this burger. We're gonna before we go to our trivia question, callers, tell us again what's on this bad boy.
This is a California burger. So what it is, it's a half pound of burger patty, which is pretty big. It's got a toasted, soft ciabatta bread bun, bacon, avocado, of course. Spicy mayo, and Asian slaw, which is just like cabbage, carrots, and onions.
And it's a work of art, too. I mean, your sushi chefs just take time and intention to create something that's as pleasant for the eyes as it is for the palate.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
I say the sushi chefs do it, and also when you use like this many ingredients and this much color, it kind of does it itself as well, So it's easy and fun, and they
like
doing it.
Fresh baked bun, it's absolutely beautiful. Dipping these great Fuku fries into the sriracha ketchup has just given me a whole new attitude about condiments. And this great, it's all about fresh ingredients, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at something like this and you say everything on there is fresh.
Yeah.
Really good stuff. Anyway, well, we want to make sure that we've got some callers who have called in. Sydney, are we have any callers?
Yeah, we have Tony.
We've got Tony who has called in to see if he knows the answer to the question. Tony, welcome to On the Menu Live.
How you doing, Matt?
Listen, we want to find out if you, in fact, know the difference between sashimi and nigiri.
I guess the difference would be, hold on, let me turn this radio down. They're prepared differently.
Okay, you're good. Here, speak up a little bit. We can't hear you.
They are prepared differently.
I don't know. All right, give us a shot one more time.
They are prepared differently.
All right. You know what? There's so many people here, Tony.
He's saying that they are prepared differently, Matt.
Oh, they're prepared differently. Okay, well, that's part of it. And what might be the difference? Tony, nice try. I mean, my hat's off to you for going that far out. But how are they prepared differently?
Different ingredients.
Sydney, can you help out? I can't hear.
Different ingredients.
Different ingredients. No, sorry. That is not the correct answer, Tony. Anyway, thank you for calling in. Opens up a line at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508. Who wants to know what's the difference between sashimi and nigiri? Every sushi place that you've ever been to has both. It gives you the opportunity to try sort of different things, and you're going to have the opportunity to go to Fuku Sushi right here in Main Gate Square for lunch or for dinner, and you can really be a guest of John Chamberlain and learn a little bit more about what's created all this buzz down here on University Boulevard. If you call in right now, 529-3508. Again, what is the difference between sashimi and nigiri? Anyway, as we're waiting for some callers to call in, Sydney will interrupt us when that moment comes. But, John, do you have a Facebook page, or how can people learn more about you?
Yeah, we actually have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/FukuTucson. Our menu's on there, and our phone number is on there as well. Also, I'd like to mention that we do deliver. I don't know really of any other sushi place in town that delivers.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Matt, but we have another caller.
Okay, who's our caller?
We have Rose.
Okay, welcome to On the Menu Live. What say you?
Hi, Matt. Sashimi is served without any rice on it.
Sashimi is made without any rice, and
served.
And nigiri would be
served with the rice underneath.
The rice, John Chamberlain.
That's correct.
Hey, congratulations!
Yay!
Wow! So you've been to a fair number of sushi restaurants in your travels, I'm sure.
I love sushi restaurants, and I've never been to Fuku, so this is awesome.
Oh, you got a first timer here, John. She's never been to Fuku.
Wow, we love first timers.
Anyway, it's going to be John Chamberlain's personal privilege to host you at Fuku Sushi for your first, and I can almost guarantee not your last. Don't go away. Sydney back at the studio is going to get all your information, and it's going to be my pleasure to send you that gift card in the mail. Thanks so much for listening. So anyway, John, let's talk about sashimi and nigiri. So nigiri is actually when you cut the beautiful piece of fish and you sort of lay that atop the rice bed. That's nigiri.
That's nigiri, yeah.
And sashimi is without the rice.
Just without the rice.
So are you finding that sort of split 50-50? Are people coming in here wanting to sort of get away from the rice because of the carbohydrate content, or they can just really want to taste the freshness of the fish? What's the difference?
I think we probably do end up selling more sashimi than nigiri. And I don't know if it is because of the rice or avoiding the rice, or some people just really want to enjoy the fish itself. Not that with the rice is bad at all, but also I've heard that our menu is actually pretty good price on sashimi. I think people can actually get up a lot of it for what they're paying, so that might motivate them to order it as well.
People can get out of control on their sashimi menus. Give you 9 pieces of fish and charge you $49.99. You probably say that's criminal.
Yeah,
you can't. I hope your menu doesn't say $49.99.
No, we start out at 4 pieces for $6, and then it kind of goes up there, and it breaks in price as you go up. So,
okay, we have just about another minute remaining. All of our listeners want to know when the Matt Russell roll is going to be unveiled at Fuku Sushi, and what's on the Matt Russell roll, John Chamberlain?
You know, I thought about it a lot today, and that's kind of why I gave you these rolls I gave you today, because Matt, I found that, you're so one of a kind that it'd be impossible to find you with just one roll.
He is a professional, absolutely. Anyway, John Chamberlain, I can't thank you enough for hosting here tonight. It's always a privilege to see you and get the taste of your wisdom here at Fuku Sushi right here in Main Gate Square. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks again to all of my other guests, and I want to remind all of our listeners that if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun on Saturday, this Saturday at noon, right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell and John Chamberlain reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
This is Tucson's Jolt.
Hello, you're on the air.
AM 1330. KJLL, South Tucson.